We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our top local story on WBBM, five people, including an Illinois state trooper, are recovering this morning following a Southside crash. The story from WBBM's Dave Berner.
The accident involved a suspected stolen car at 83rd and South State last night at about 9:30. Two children, one believed to be 10 years old, transported to Comer Children's Hospital. Another child taken to another hospital, and the trooper and another adult also hospitalized. All five have been listed in good condition. So far, no word on charges or exactly how the accident happened. Dave Berner, 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago police officer is recovering after a collision in the Albany Park neighborhood early today. Police say the officer was responding to a call when their vehicle was struck by another vehicle at Wilson and Kildare. The officer's car then struck another car that was stopped at a red light. No one else was hurt, and the police say no citations were given.
Almost 4 months after the Kislyak family was found fatally stabbed in their home, Buffalo Grove police have released their final report on the murder-suicide.
Police say the evidence supports their initial findings. Andre Kislyak murdered his wife Vera, his two daughters, and his mother before killing himself amid divorce proceedings. Interviews with staff at the girls' schools showed 7-year-old Vivian told them she was afraid to go home because her father would hit her. An employee of a car dealership told police Kislyak came in twice the day before the murders, desperate to sell his cars, while another dealership said he was calm and patient during a visit that same November day. Police Chief Brian Buds released the information as well as the phone numbers for services for domestic violence victims. Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
Waukegan police are resuming their search for a 21-year-old sailor from Great Lakes Naval Station who's been missing for nearly a week.
21-year-old Seamus Gray was last seen around 1:30 Saturday morning leaving the Ibiza Bar in Waukegan. The sailor from Jupiter, Florida, did not return to the Great Lakes Naval Station and has not been seen since. Waukegan Deputy Police Chief Brian Mullen says they've been searching for Gray on the ground and with airborne drones.
We had a really nice ability to see, to cover the ground a lot yesterday, and then recover some of those areas again today.
Investigators are reviewing each new piece of surveillance video as it comes in.
Overnight, we received some more video down here at the lakefront from some of the businesses at the marinas that were showing Seamus right on the water's edge. And so we focused our efforts searching the water.
Gray's mother, Carrie, made a tearful plea for information.
He's my life.
Rob Hart, 105.9 WBBM.
After one of the mildest winters on record in Chicagoland, some perennial plants have started to emerge from the ground, but now will they be killed by frost?
The short answer is probably not.
The weather I see in the forecast, it's in the low 30s and the upper 20s, should not be of any concern for gardeners.
Tim Johnson, the senior director of horticulture at the Chicago Botanic Garden, says it probably is too early for annuals.
The annual flowers that may start showing up for sale, like, you know, pansies, violas in garden centers, is sometimes I'll see them planted out a bit too soon. We usually wait until, you know, mid-April, sometimes, you know, like around April 7 or 8, to start planting them. You just have to watch the weather.
Johnson says you can start cutting back perennials, but don't walk in your garden if it's too wet. Steve Miller, 105.9 WBBM.
The state Senate has approved a bill that would add e-cigarettes to the state's ban on indoor smoking in public places and within 15 feet of building entrances. The bill also requires no smoking signs to be posted in those areas. It will now move to the House for consideration.
It's a Friday during Lent. That means a lot of people will not be eating meat. Instead, maybe a pepper and egg sandwich for lunch today. It became a staple for many Christians who don't eat meat on Fridays during Lent. The owner of Johnny's Beef in Elmwood Park, Frank Stampinato, tells WBBM he takes pride in the restaurant's sandwich.
It's all flavor. We have some flavor in there that other places probably don't have. And it's personal preference. I mean, I really can't speak for the customers, but the customers proved to us that you know, they're the ones that come back for it on a regular basis. So it is something that, you know, we really can't discuss what's in it and other than peppers and eggs.
You can see more about Chicago's affection for the pepper and egg sandwich on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com. The Illinois Senate's approved a bill requiring all state-funded affordable housing to have air conditioning systems that can be controlled by residents. The measure is the result of the heat-related deaths of three senior citizens on the far north side last year. The legislation also requires the cooling and dehumidifying units be independent of the heating system. The bill now goes on to the House.
Fans heading to Wrigley Field this season will have some new food and drink options.
The Chicago Cubs season opener highlights include two big-ticket items fans can enjoy. The favorite retro-style burger joint, Small Cheval, opening in the Budweiser bleachers. And the Neutral Zone, an outdoor terrace that will offer concessions created in partnership with Neutral Vodka Seltzers. In addition, the Cubs also have new concessions that include Greek loaded fries, a burger brat, and the souvenir beer bat, a 26-ounce souvenir cup filled with your favorite beer or beverage. There's also a new trophy room where fans can see the hardware from the 2016 World Series victory. It will only be open to fans on game days and will be located inside the marquee gate entrance. The Cubs open their season at home March 30th with a three-game series against the Brewers. Verin Black, 105.9 WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.